escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Salutes, it's always great to talk to you. How are you doing today?
I'm okay. Actually enjoying the sun in Portland. It's unreasonably hot for Oregon weather. So we expect, I think, 94 or 96 degrees today when we kick off, which is really, really not happening that much in early June.
Wow, I did not know that. Wow, that is hot, man. It's 73 here. A really nice day. It's going to be 81 as the high. Portland is a challenge, but everything right now is about you, isn't it? Trying to get yourselves back on track, and congratulations on a great victory last weekend, Lutz.
Yeah, I think the change worked to have this new impulse coming in and really, focus on our strengths, focus on our playing style. I don't mind repeating that 100 times, that is what the club was built on. Basically the philosophy, the DNA, our principles. And I think you saw that only after three sessions with David Critchley, that there was a different approach, not just a different lineup and a formation, but also a different approach when we went out there. And I think knowing a team like San Jose, which is one of the high scoring teams actually at the moment in the league, doing really well, I thought we played a decent game against them, and not really 100% perfect yet, but I don't think we can expect that after such a quick turnaround. And now it's really up to work hard, you know, having a big game, I think, today against Portland, another huge coming up against LA Galaxy. And then there is a little break where I think the players and the staff need to use a few days to calm down. It's an 11 or 12 days break for us, where not just working on the details, but also giving them a bit of time to calm down, a bit of to recover from a hard season so far, especially mentally. And then get going and, win as many games as possible.
And why Critchley? Ultimately, and I know you've answered this a million times already, but this is the first time you and I have talked since then. Is it the familiarity, the experience within your organization that ultimately decided to turn to Critchley?
Yeah, I think it's, to put it in a very simple word, he knows exactly how I want to play football, how the club wants to play football. He was the first academy coach we hired back in 2020 when he was the technical director and the coach in Lufius, where, you know, his roots from Liverpool, being a big Liverpool fan, he always liked the high pressing, high intensity game. And when we met the first time and spoke football, he was interested. He was very curious about how we want to build the club, on what kind of principles. And 5 years later, you know, he lived it, he breathed it, and being very successful with the U16s, with the U17, and also having a really good start with City 2, I think it was a logical choice for us, and David worked hard. As I said, he knows it, what we want, and I think we all saw that last weekend on the field, what he managed to implement in such a short time.
You made an announcement today that you've added forward Brendan McSorley and defender Jahzeel Orozco to the first team roster on short-term loan agreements from City 2 ahead of tonight's matchup. This is Orozco's first short-term loan to the first team, McSorley making his second appearance on the roster this season. Tell us about those players, if you would, Lutz.
Yeah, I mean, McSorley, came in last year as a draft pick, and yeah, I think he fits to the City style like a glove, very hardworking, you know, not just a striker which thinks about scoring, but thinks also a lot about helping out his teammates in defensive work, a lot of high-intensity runs, a really, really hardworking, honest kind of player. And, we needed to strengthen a bit our defensive part as well, and I think that's where we had to make the second choice, where another young player who played already some MLS games before, who came in and did well under Critchley, you know, can play various positions as well. He can play as a centre-back, can play as a six, can play as a right-back. I think that's why we I made these two lineups, and of course, you know, again, story of my life. I think when we talk every Sunday, we had again some injuries during the week, so we needed to fill up the squad back up to 20. So that was one of the reasons. Plus, I think our two youngsters really they training well with the second team. They trained well this week with the first team. They played some really good season so far, so they definitely deserve that call up.
For folks who want to, you know, hear more about your philosophy, about the formation, about the way that you're approaching this, is this, just to put it in simple terms, more about valuing the ball than anything else when you're talking about the approach that you're taking here?
You know, I think it's more about a way how we approach it with the ball and against the ball, and that's 50-50. So we still will never turn into a possession team which wants to have 70-80% of the ball. That's not us. But we want to be a team which is quick in transitions, which work hard to get the ball as quickly back as possible, who trying to defend very high up the field and to have a very compact shape. So it's not a big secret that you saw last week a different formation. We went from a five in the back straight away back into a four. So that 4-2-3-1 was a formation where we always were successful, where we won all our games. And I think it's more about where we want to play football and where we want to win the balls. And that's actually in the opponent's half. If you're as high up as possible and you keep them away from your goal, you don't concede. If you park the bus and you try to defend in a back five just around the box, you're asking for trouble. So it's just a very different approach. I think it's back to basics. It's back to the city style. I did have the feeling that the people in the stadium did appreciate it, the way we played. I think you saw that already after 5-10 minutes, that it's a different way of playing. It's a different way of attacking, but also a different way of defending. And, you know, you can lose games, and I think we still will lose some games, but it's about how you're doing it and what you're trying to present. And if everybody works as hard as possible and everybody leaves everything out on the field and we are active, we are front foot defending and not just sitting back and basically waiting and be reactive and let the other team have the ball, then that's not what people coming into the stadium for. Very, very simple. They are used to something we built very early on. I think the style of 2023 is in everybody's head. And that's where we have to get back, Tom, to get the people behind us. I understand the frustration. We both discussed that before. You know, it's not about low-scoring games. It's not about always about results. It's about how you represent yourself as a group, as a club, with what kind of core values you approach a game. And I think we saw a big step forward last week.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I would agree. And you could hear it in the crowd. They were energized and they were ready to go, and they'll be waiting for you. Portland's crowd's great. We all know that. They'll bring it, and it should be fun to watch. That said, I can just hear it that this team is feeling good about itself and is showing up and feeling better. I'm sure it was an intense week of training, getting ready for all of this. You know, when you take a look at this team and what they represent, that certainly is taken into account. But it is about winning, losing, and the rest of the league doesn't really pay attention to that. You know, it's just the season never waits for you. You have all these injuries that keep popping up, and everything just keeps rolling, doesn't it, Lutz? What do you say about injuries right now? Can you give us an update on Leuven, Kessler? I mean, it just seems like they have piled up this year.
Yeah, we got Totlin and Kessler back, which also came on last week, and which is, you know, it's an important one for us. I think it's out in public in the injury list that Edu Leuven did in trouble, which hurts us a lot. We still have Chris Durkin out, so there is a lot of important players are missing. So it's again, I always say our usual four or five, or maybe six starters are not available. But then again, you know, it's as you said, it's rotating. It's not always the same players. Sometimes it's that one and sometimes it's this one. And if it's a contact injury, nothing really you can do about. It's also like I'm sick and tired of moaning the whole time about injuries because it doesn't change anyway. Even if I moan to you, we still have the injuries. And it's just we had to believe in the group. Yeah, players need to step up. They need to be on the maximum of their capability to win games. And, you know, there is a big, important transfer window coming up. It's not too far away. It's in towards the third week of July when it opens up. So we're working hard already now in knowing exactly where we want to strengthen the squad, where we have to make some moves. And, you know, we have a big tournament coming up here as well with the FIFA Club World Cup, where there will be lots of players here which we can look at. There is not just Manchester City and Real Madrid here. There is also teams from all over the world with affordable budget for us, which are here showcasing themselves in the United States with hundreds of agents and coaches and players. And, you know, and everybody is right now coming into the States in the next few weeks. And I think that's for us an important time also to make use of that, of the Club World Cup, to get as many connections as possible to maybe pick up a player from that tournament. So that's something what I think we need to be focused in the next few weeks and be clear that we do need to do our homework when it comes to the transfer market in the summer.
Looking forward to it all develop and looking forward to tonight's matchup. Y98 FM will have it. It's a 6:00 start for St. Louis City SC at Portland. Lutz Vandensteel, sporting director, with us on KMOX. Thank you, Lutz. Good luck tonight.
Thank you so much.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.